Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at anxiety and what we can do about it. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You may only be familiar with the Salvation Army by the bells we ring at Christmas. But did you know we also produce a network of Christian shows you can listen to on your favorite podcast store or even local Christian radio station? One of our shows, Words of Life, is a weekly 15-minute show featuring powerful interviews and testimonies.
So, I sometimes call him my angel, because I just feel like the Lord put him in my life in the perfect time.
Engaging conversations about topics impacting the church today.
About it, and that really gets back to this fundamental question within Christian ethics. What does it mean to be made in the image of God? And I think that's one of the most important questions we can
And get. Deep dives into Scripture.
This divine appropriation of the Holy Spirit, that God now dwells in the believer. That
not only Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit SalvationArmyRadio.org to learn about more shows produced by the Salvation Army.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.
What to Do When You're Anxious by Ann Peterson, read by Leah Martin. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. With everything happening in our world today, does God really expect us to not be anxious? The short answer is yes. God tells us to not be anxious about anything. And he goes on to say when he expects this of us. He expects this in every situation. Our Heavenly Father is aware of everything that's going on in our world. God is sovereign, which means God is the ultimate power. He's omnipotent, which means God can do anything. And if things look impossible, that's okay. Because we're told in Luke 18:27, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. All we must do is look all around us and we'll see evidence of God's power. Did you know God placed all the stars in the sky and named them? That alone shows me God's infinite power. So how are we supposed to be able to be calm when things around us seem out of control? It's because of two things. One, things may seem out of control to us, but they're never out of God's control. And two, God has given us the privilege of prayer. We're told to pray without ceasing. That means our lives can be just one continual conversation with God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I'm always talking to God. I let him know my needs, however small, And I love it when God meets those needs. One of God's names is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. It doesn't mean God might provide. Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:19 that God will supply our needs. God even likes to give his children the desires of their hearts. Psalms 37:4. Petitions are appealing to authority with respect to a particular cause. God is our authority, and God gives us the invitation to let him know what it is we need. And the exciting thing is, we have an open invitation. We're told to come boldly to God's throne of grace. We don't have to have wobbly knees like the cowardly lion who approached the Wizard of Oz. We have the God-given right, knowing that it can ease our anxiety, because God himself tells us to bring him our requests. But how we do that is paramount. His word says to do it with thanksgiving. And why is it important that God tells us to do it with thanksgiving? I believe it's because when we're thankful, as we bring our requests to him, the Holy Spirit reminds us of other requests God's already granted. He reminds us of other needs our loving Father has met for us. Right now, take a few moments and jot down some of those answered prayers. That's what makes our faith in God grow. When David stood before Goliath, and David remembered how God had helped him when he faced a lion and a bear, David's faith in God grew. David knew if God was faithful when facing a lion and a bear, God doesn't change. So God would faithfully help David with this Philistine before him. When our hearts are full of gratitude, there's no room for anxiety. We know that we don't deserve anything, and yet God showers us with so many blessings. We can't help but feel overwhelmed at times. And when can we give thanks? God tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And God explains that it's God's will that we do that. I found that when we feel we can't do something that God tells us to do, we can trust that he will empower us to do it. Otherwise, God isn't a loving God, and I know he's loving. You see, all we're really asked to do is lay our requests before God. Sometimes we don't have, God tells us, because we don't ask. It can never be yes if we don't ask. And one thing I know of God is that when he chooses to not grant a request, it's because God has something better in mind, or it's just not the right time. This is something we'll learn the longer we walk with the Lord. The one verse I'm reminded of is a wonderful verse to memorize. It's Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not, along with him, graciously give us all things? God gave us Jesus. What could we possibly ask for that would be of more value? So God tells us to not be anxious. But being the loving Father that he is, God also instructs us how to do that. Intersecting faith and life. When have you struggled with anxiety? Are you willing to try God's method of dealing with your anxiety? How loving of God to spell it out for us. He really does want his children to have peace. Then the world will see something different in us, and perhaps they'll want to know more about Jesus. Let's pray together for this. Lord, I pray for anyone who is anxious. There are so many things happening in our world right now. We thank you, Lord, that you're on the throne. We thank you that nothing will happen to us that you're not aware of. I'm thankful that you are sovereign. We love you, Lord, and we pray this in your Son's precious name. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'd like to share this poem with you. on the throne. Peace amidst the chaos, shelter from the storm. God protects his children from every kind of harm. Lord, we bow before you, for you are God alone. No matter what we face today, you're always on the throne. For further reading, do a Bible study on the word peace, or read my article on crosswalk.com, Biblical Encouragement for When You Feel Like Giving Up. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever found yourself in a moment with your loved ones where you were there, but you weren't all there?
Let's be honest. We've all given our leftovers to our biggest fans instead of our best.
For Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, marriage and leadership coaches and host of the Famous at Home podcast.
With a realistic, grace-filled look at the struggles families face, we cover topics designed to help you become a rock star under your roof, set healthy rhythms between work and home, and build a rock-solid marriage.
Because the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.